Chapter 26, Fostem 2026. Brussels still thought me European, asking politely for my fingers. That's all I heard when the border cop asked vaguely and pointing at a device in front of me. I waved both hands and asked, smiling, "You want my fingers?" He laughed as I materialised directly in the AW campus building at the Libre University, Brussels. 90 cents for one Americano. If only I'd had digits, pissy. The CCC had left me completely skint, so I only ate nuts, crisps, fruit and bread purchased from supermarkets that I'd scouted on arrival. That and Fostem food truck pizza. I slept in the sleaziest shithole I could find for €50 per night. My room had a photo of a woman, and she looked really distressed because she dropped like 50 oranges on a stairwell from her bag. And that's apparently soothing for a customer. When I arrived on stage, because I was doing a Libre Boot talk there, I set up my laptop, and the organizers set up one of the microphones. We initially tried one that just fit into my clothes, and they had to like attach it to my dress. The organizer said, "Can I touch you?" To which I responded, "Yes, you can touch me." And he awkwardly installed the mic. It didn't work, so we had to use the hand mic instead. I never do anything on time, or even well. I do everything at the last minute, so, you know, I did a Libre Boot release that same morning, announcing 1 hour before my speech. Fingerless, a Fostem volunteer held the hand mic as I gave my speech. I delivered my speech on roughly 2 hours of sleep. The talk went well, as I laid out the ideological basis of the Libre Boot project, its history, its general development, and this included a full, uncensored, albeit brief account of the Cold Boot War. The audience laughed several times, but malfunctions to streaming equipment cut off some of the funnier parts. The online recording is still gold, though. After I was done gloating about the 2023 to 2025 Cold Boot War period, I did a tech demo that failed. Libre Boot caches everything offline, but one of the projects it uses still downloaded uncached translation files at build time. GNU Grub is the bane of my entire life. The internet was down during my talk, so I had to improvise, which I did, expertly. Flower Girl and half of CCC watched my boring talk, which they still found entertaining. About 30 people lined up to speak with me on stage after I'd finished my speech. The next speaker eventually smiled and booted me off the stage. Fostem gave me gingerbread men as a reward for my talk, which I saved for my mother at home. Fostem had their own garderobe in K Building, but I was not volunteering. So I did smile, though, remembering fondly my entire time at CCC, about 30% of it spent on garderobe and Galarbeitsschichten. Fun times. My talk was in K Building. I attended another talk about core boots, and a fellow hacker there who I had completely pissed off at CCC. She ignored my presence the entire time. Nice lady. A former Libre Boot committee member ambushed me outside as I was by the food trucks. He wanted to catch up on old times, so I fled with my food truck pizza and hid in H Building with my much cooler friend. There were several talks about computer emulation, and I watched all of them. My PCX2 friends from 2024 walked past me, giving me the nod, but we didn't talk. We just knew we were both cool. We just acknowledged each other's presence on the H Building stairwell. A very boring German man ambushed me near the AW coffee machine. He told me everything about his LinkedIn profile and his boring job working cyber security or something. I was bored out of my fucking mind. Flower Girl and I watched a boring talk in Janssen, and I cheered her up by showing her my GNU Boot sticker, which I'd proudly displayed on my laptop in my Libre Boot speech. She laughed. She giggled. There was also black mould on the ceiling of the Janssen Theatre. Flower Girl said she tried not to think of it as I pointed it out. There was also a cool robot. Flower Girl's hotel was near my shithole, so we walked together one night. She knew exactly how to get back, because she'd memorised the tram lines in Brussels, knowing exactly which route the trams took. Instead of taking the tram, you know, like a normal person, we walked, because the tram was apparently too packed that night. I didn't mind, because she's awesome. Lovely lady from Germany met me. I'd met her at CCC. We spoke German via Messenger app the entire time, and we met up several times at the conference. She watched several talks from me, including two of the emulation talks. She watched my Libre Boot talk as well. We met on one of my Engelarbeitsschichten. She was quite young, about 20, I'd say, and quite eager in conversations. She was just warm in general, and, you know, we talked about a lot of things and a lot of different topics together. She was quite authoritative in general when she needed to be, though. I admired watching her boss around other Germans on one of our shifts at CCC. I didn't get to know much about her because I only knew her for a few hours on our last day at CCC. You know, she was with what appeared to be her girlfriend at Foston, and the three of us we just went to talks. I collected so many stickers at Foston. I even collected a Fedora Linux sticker, even though I would never use Fedora Linux. I just like stickers. Several people told me that I have a comically absurd number of stickers on my ThinkPad. I also put a Core Boot sticker on my mobile phone. I met the Chinese teenager from 2022, now an adult, whose lightning talk inspired me at the conference. I actually went up to them just after their talk had finished. My Chinese friend said at one point, "There is a lot of smokers here in Brussels." And I said to my naive young friend, "Well, yeah, it's a French-speaking city." They were a bit confused by that. Oh, well. I fixed the bug that blew up my tech demo at a bar while talking to my Chinese friend. Nursing my cola, because I don't drink alcohol anymore, we met several others from the Libreboot IRC chat room, and we talked about, well, what do you think we spoke about the whole time. A drunk, pedantic, thoroughly uninspired Englishman bored me. I felt him drain my IQ dry in real time, so I downed my cola and I jumped to the North Sea. Yes, bitch, I'm back. Yes, I'm back. And then I left. It was a very short weekend. I barely remember any of it because nothing happened.